You know, it's been a whirlwind. Very busy. Been up early, you know, running around all day. But it's been a lot of fun being with this group. It's just linemen and tight ends, kickers right now. But all these guys you've heard about and seen on TV, you know, finally meeting them, you know, sizing them up. And, you know, it's been a good experience.
Do you like to prepare yourself against some of the top guys here?
I think it's only natural. You know, any competitive player would do that. But, you know, there's a lot of great players here. So I'm just looking forward to getting out there. Oh, yeah, I hope so. I mean, that's one of the things that drew me to BC 5 years ago. You know, it's something we hold dear there, and it's something that's important to me is kind of, you know, proving myself in that line of guys. Anthony was my roommate. He was a good friend of mine. You know, all the other guys I've talked to either at school or kind of through this process. And so, it's something I hope to uphold.
What did Anthony tell you about this process that can help you now?
He said it was a pain, you know, get some sleep beforehand. just be yourself, you know, stay on all the time and compete when it gets to the drill days.
Aside from BC's tradition of turning on offensive linemen, how did that program help you get to this program?
BC, they're concerned about you as more than just a football player, so as much as developing my body and my skills, you know, they hope to develop you as a man, as an intellectual, as a, you know, as a person. So I hope that shines through in this process.
As far as just geographically, you know, you're close to the Patriots. Have you had any exposure either in this draft process or over your 4 years in D.C. with, you know, Patriots staffers, coaches, players?
I haven't talked to them yet. You know, they came and worked out during the lockout. They worked out at BC. So, you know, I was able to shake hands with a couple of them. We practiced at their indoor facility one time. I mean, it's a great franchise. You know, it's a case study in the NFL, kind of how to run an organization. And so it's been cool kind of seeing that up close. They're on TV all the time. And, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but just following them the whole of my career.
Any specific experiences from practices or specific guys
Will Fork is the biggest human I've ever seen in the flesh. He, like, I couldn't believe it.
What teams have you interviewed with?
Probably half. I mean, between they had interviews at one of the All-Star games I was at earlier, and then, you know, last night they started up, so maybe 15 out of the 32.
It's
been pretty kosher so far.
Have you interviewed with the Texans?
I spoke to their line coach last night, yeah.
What about zone blocking and that kind of thing, your versatility?
We ran a zone scheme. I was actually recruited to a zone scheme at BC. Coach Jagodzinski and Coach Bicknell, actually, who's here with the Steelers. So I kind of have a foundation in that. They're one of the best in the league at doing it. So, you know, that's definitely we'd watch film of them. They're masters of it, you know, outside zone. Yeah. He can play, man. You know, he had some tough luck with injuries out by us, but when he was moving, he's our school's all-time leading rusher. You know, little guy, but just tough as nails, always fall forward. And, you know, there were some years, you know, 2 or 3 years ago when we would just feed him the ball. He was getting it every time, and the defense knew it, and he would still get 5, 6, 7 yards of carry. So I'm glad he's, you know, he's healthy. I'm so happy for him that it's working out.
What's your biggest strength, the best thing you bring to the team?
Smarts, you know, I know the game. I'm versatile, a tough player, and I'm a gamer. You know, I'm just going to help people win.
He's got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
He's as quick as any big corner I've seen. This is the most talented corner in the entire draft.